Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Evernon of the Paulus Fathers. Today, I wanted to add some thoughts to my podcast over the weekend when we were discussing the gospel, which had Jesus asking the disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And we saw that various answers were given to that question. And Peter pops up and he says, "You are the Christ, the Son of God." The question I have is, how do we come to know this? And I've been thinking that the church is both a hindrance and a help to us getting to know Jesus, getting to know the Christ that dwells within us. I think it's a hindrance because we were fed throughout grade school and high school, we were fed with the Baltimore Catechism or something similar to it, with questions and answers. And we got satisfied with our answers. We figured, oh, we've answered the question, that's it. But that's not it. There's a whole lot more to it than just answering a question or just knowing facts. We can know an awful lot about Jesus without ever really knowing Jesus, without ever really encountering the risen Christ that dwells within us. I can believe, and I believe very firmly, that Christ is present in the Eucharist. But that's only going so far. Somehow, I have to know the Christ in the Eucharist. And how I do that is what I do after Eucharist is over. If I just go back to my daily routine and nothing really has changed, well, the belief doesn't get me very far. But if I really know Jesus and I really want to live with Jesus, my words, my actions, the things that I care about are going to be transformed by that relationship. We can know the transforming power of Christ within us when we begin looking at others in a different way, when we stop judging others, when we can literally see Christ in the needs of others and not see them just as problems to be solved or people to get out of the way. We can know that transforming power of Christ within us when we really listen to someone else. Maybe especially if we really listen to our kids or to our spouses or to our close friends, if we really listen and don't try to interrupt, it is then that we are listening like Christ, when we are caring like Christ, when we are healing like Christ, and using our gifts and our talents as Christ would live them. As St. Paul says, "It is no longer I, but Christ that lives in me." Paul is saying, "I no longer live, but Christ lives in me." And having this kind of living experience of the risen Christ within us takes time. It may take a lot of time. And it takes time simply to be with Christ, to be with the Christ that is within us. And as I've said in so many ways and so many times, it's in silence, contemplation, solitude, that we can most deeply enter into the life of the risen Christ within us. And we know that we have encountered the risen Christ. We have come to know him when our actions speak more of his actions than our actions, more of his love rather than our love. It is Christ living through us, with us. When we live with another person for a very long time, or we've been friends with someone for a very long time, we begin to take on their characteristics, their good qualities. The same is true with our relationship with Christ.